Hey guys, it's Lupin. It is Monday night for me, so I am just kind of relaxing, just about ready for bed after starting my week. I hope you guys are having an awesome start to your week, whether you're in work or school or summer break. I hope you're doing awesome. Oh, have you ever had those times where it's just like, bam, 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 everything seems to happen at once and you're just don't even know which way to look because you've got so much shit going on? That's me for like the last 2 weeks. Just like 3 different million things have all been happening to me, and I'm just like, what the fuck? What do I do? I'm sure you guys can relate, but I feel like I've got half a brain at the moment. I can't believe it's almost halfway through the month. Like, where did the month go? Which a little bit I'm excited for because my birthday is next month, so that's awesome. But also, like, where the fuck did the month go? Whatever. Anyway, no use dwelling on stress. It's always gonna be there, so if you focus on it, that's all you're gonna see, right? Was that poetic? Was that informative? I don't know. No, not quite. Let's see what I have planned for this week. I don't really have much planned for this week because I've already done really what I planned for this week. I was early, you know, I should be applauded. I did a collaboration with Ruthie Wren. My love, my heart, my soul, Miss Ruthie. Ruthie and I did a collaboration that she just released today. It's on her page and on GWA as well. So if you have interest in seeing me and Ruthie, I definitely recommend checking out her posts, because she posted it for us. And then I also just did on Sunday, I did a succubus audio, like a sweet succubus. So that was really fun. I really enjoyed that. I think I need a couple, more in the next week, so I'll probably be doing that soonish. I don't know if I'll have time to record this week or the motivation, because as much as I love recording, with how much fucking stress just popped up in the past like 3 days, I might not record for the rest of the week, like work week, and then maybe do some on the weekend and then, you know, come back next week. Because as long as I get like an audio, one or two audios out a week, I'm happy with myself. That's my goal, is one audio is like my, like, I gotta do that. I have to have at least one a week, or, you know, around, to make myself feel productive. And then two audios is kind of my goal. That's what I want. Excuse me. If I do more than two, and I'm like, holy shit, I'm the best. Y'all better bow down to me. No, I'm kidding. Oh, Lord. So, Sunday is Father's Day. I almost said Daddy's Day because that's what Ruthie said. And, oh my Lord, no. Sunday is Father's Day. If I have any fathers listening, happy Father's Day. I hope you enjoy the post that Ruthie and I did today. Oh, that was terrifying. Sorry. I heard something and now I feel like I'm about to die. Oh, speaking of death. Wow, that was a weird segue. I was watching the E3 conference and parts of it, not all of it, but oh my gosh, Blair Witch? There's gonna be a Blair Witch game? Hello? I'm so fucking hype, you guys, you don't even realize. This is a little embarrassing to admit. So when I first watched Blair Witch, the Blair Witch Project, I was 8 or 9, I want to say. I could be completely wrong there, but I think I was about 8 or 9 when I first watched the Blair Witch Project. And I was a very gullible 8 or 9 year old. And at the beginning, there's that scene, the black cards, where it's like, these are real tapes that were found and everything you're about to see is real, you know? And I believed it. I 100%, like, no inkling of doubt in my mind, I believed it. I believed that those were found, that was found footage. I wasn't, you know, I didn't know if I believed what happened in the footage, but I 100% believed that that was found footage and that someone compiled it and made a movie. 100%. I did not realize that it was a movie for like 2 years. And in those 2 years, I was very scared. Like, anytime I thought of it, it just gave me the heebie-jeebies so damn bad. Heebie-jeebies. I can't even tell you how freaked out it made me. Like, thinking back to that time makes me freaked out. I'm also not very much of a scary person, like scary thing person. Although I have been listening. I have been reading so much No Sleep. I used to be obsessed when I first. Well, when I first realized that Reddit wasn't just NSFW stuff, because when I first joined Reddit, I thought it was just an NSFW site. I didn't realize it was anything more than just, like, porn. When I first joined Reddit, or when I first realized that, one of the first places I found was No Sleep. And, oh my god, I fell in love with No Sleep. And love. And it's not like the typical, like, you hear the memes about, like, you know, the No Sleep stories that got popular. Like, I can't even think of their name. Like, Slenderman, you know, the Slenderman story. And then the Jeff the Killer. Like, I never read those. Those were never ones that I read. But, like, the search and rescue ones. I think that was, like, the most popular, like, the most liked one at the time, of all time when I read it, or when I was really into No Sleep. The search and rescue ones fucked my shit up. I loved them. But anyway, I actually got so into them that I started stressing myself out. I could, because mostly when I read on my phone, it's usually at night when I'm laying in bed. That's the only time I have to kind of just, like, lay and read. And so I was reading all of these No Sleep stories before bed, and a lot of them are pretty gruesome, you know, and some of them are really fucked up. And I was reading... Excuse me. I was reading them and just being terrified, like, terrified of what I was reading. And then I wouldn't be able to sleep very well, or I'd have nightmares. And it was just a whole heck of a lot of no, nope, nope. So I stopped listening or reading No Sleeps. And just kind of, like, deleted, unsubbed from the sub and all that jazz. Holy moly. But now, like, I mean, it's probably been like a year or something. I was just on Reddit. Why did I just type Reddit in again? I meant to type in Patreon. Anyway, so I just started it back up again, and I'm just like, holy moly. Like, what? There's all these new, I mean, it's probably been over a year, because some of these new, like, big, huge posts are from, like, a year and a half old, and I haven't seen them. So, I've just been reading for, like, the past, like, two or three days. Since I started getting really stressed out, I just wanted something to kind of... Oh, my neck just cracked. I'm sorry if you heard that. I just wanted to kind of, like, de-stress, and no sleep was that. There's been some really, really good stories. If you guys have favorite no sleep stories, feel free to post them and let me know. Because I love it. Also, if you have ideas for the public audios, feel free to give me a post and let me know. I've got some ideas for what I'm going to do, but I'm not 100% sure. So I always would love, and even if I don't do it for this month, you know, I don't have any ideas for July. So let me know what you would like for the public audios on here. Remember, there's a safer work and a not safer work. So please just give me your opinion on what you'd like, and I would be happy to try to fulfill it if I can. Okay, as you can always tell, whenever I post these, I am so sleepy, and I'm gonna go to bed, but I hope you guys are doing awesome. I really do. You guys have been... I've been having so much more fun with recording lately, even though I don't have time right now to record as much as I'd like. Oh my god, was that the most broken record thing I've ever said? I feel like I say that every day of my life, even though I don't have time. Fuck off with your yawns! Anyway, even though I don't have a lot of time right now, like this week, I'm still having so much fun with posting and everything, and it's so fun to enjoy it, you know? I don't know. I'm happy with how audios are going. And once some stress kind of cools down, then I'll be happy with everything else. So I hope you guys have an awesome week and an awesome June. All right. Bye, guys.